from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Yet another storm threatens parts of the region. Dutch St. Martin struggles to clean up after the effects of Hurricane Luis. And in St. Vincent, fresh indications that the Attorney General could step down. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As the cleanup from Hurricane Luis continues, yet another tropical storm approaches the region. This time, Barbados, Grenada, St. Vincent and St. Lucia are put on alert for Tropical Storm Marilyn. At news time, meteorological officials were predicting that the storm could strengthen as it slows down. I asked Peter Drakes, the acting director of Barbados's Met Service, whether Marilyn seemed likely to turn into a hurricane.
Well, the potential is there. I wouldn't like to say how likely it is, but the possibility is there.
And what time is Tropical Storm Marilyn likely to affect some of the islands you've mentioned?
Well, that is one of the major problems now. Marilyn seems to be slowing down. So if Marilyn slows down, it means that the time of onset of the major weather associated with Marilyn will be pushed further and further back. The other probability is that as the storm slows, it may be intensifying, and it most likely will be intensifying. So if it moves off again, you'll be putting up with a hurricane instead of just a storm.
So are we talking about danger overnight or early evening?
I believe that as it slows down, it will be heading more into the nighttime after dark.
Looking at the patterns of Tropical Storm Marilyn, how does it compare to Luis when Luis was still a tropical storm?
Well, they both tend to move westerly and maintain their westerly track, and that's the only similarity. The other one is that Luis was definitely intensifying rapidly when it was at this longitude. Well, other than that, there's no similarity.
Why is it that so many tropical storms are turning into hurricanes so rapidly in the Caribbean? What's happening in terms of the weather?
Well, what's happening now is that I believe you've heard of Professor Gray. He has done some research. And apparently the rainfall in Western Africa or the Sahel has been higher than usual for the early part of this year. And the systems are coming off the African coast with a fair amount of energy stored in them, and they are intensifying as they come across the Atlantic.
Peter Drakes, the acting director of Barbados's Meteorological Service. In Dutch St. Martin, full details of the damage caused by Hurricane Luis are only now emerging as many phones on the island were being restored overnight. Journalist Eddie Williams says that about 75 to 80% of homes are damaged and most houses have lost their roofs. I asked him about cost estimates for the damage.
We have various estimates. We have an estimate of about $2 billion, which is not official yet. The Lieutenant Governor of St. Martin has not yet received a report on this, and they have an economic team which is working now to assess the damage. Now, some people might think, well, what have you been doing up till now to get such a report available? People have been in shock, authorities have been in shock, and it took them a few days to get their act together and begin to deal with the basic human needs, that of water supply, electricity, and of course to maintain law and order.
Now, there seems to have been some confusion over the amount of deaths in Dutch St. Martin.
There is some confusion. There are conflicting figures on that. Officially, death is 5. Unofficially, it ranged from 7, 17, 20, 28.
There seems to have been a sort of delay, though, in the cleaning up operation. In Antigua, St. Kitts, Dominica, already cleaning up is well underway. What was the problem in St. Martin?
There's a lot of comparison being made with the French side of St. Martin, because the French side was like back on its feet within 48 hours. The French side was not damaged. The French side did not suffer the damage that the Dutch side suffered. That is an undisputable fact. The French side operates very much in a military manner, and the military comes in and they do what they have to do. On the Dutch side, sometimes you wonder whether democracy is a good thing under these situations, when you have committee meetings and meetings and meetings one after the other, and you take a decision today, and 5 days later, you're still talking about the same decision to execute. That has been the problem here.
Eddie Williams in Phillipsburg. One of the spin-offs from the damage done by Hurricane Luis in St. Martin had been this week's demolition of the shantytown areas where illegal immigrants used to live. In Dutch St. Martin, an offer of free passage home has been made to the country's illegal immigrants. In yesterday's programme, Jean Jeunesse of Haiti's Ministry for Overseas Nationals asked St. Martin to reconsider.
I recommend the government of St. Martin to keep the Haitian people. They must contact the Haitian government before they do this thing. It's the easiest thing they can do, but it's not good for the Haitian people.
Well, the Red Cross has been given the go-ahead to set up emergency camps for the illegal immigrant community in Dutch St. Martin, which numbers between 5,000 to 7,500. But centres have also been set up to process the applications of those Haitians or Dominican Republic nationals accepting the offer to leave. I asked Eddie Williams whether...